do you dig out of this game?
What do I dig out of this game? What do I take out of it? You know, I thought in spurts, I thought we played some decent hockey. I thought we just didn't have the puck enough tonight. I thought, you know, anytime we were able to get the puck into the offensive zone, the ability to be strong on pucks and keep possession or get possession back on retrievals, we just didn't have that strength to push up against our defensemen, and I felt we just chased the puck in the offensive zone. It was a direct result in the second period, not being able to generate any shots, let alone scoring chances.
The second period killed you. Is that safe to say?
Well, we're happy to get the first goal. That's definitely something that you want to make sure you're doing on your home ice. But as I mentioned earlier, it was just the spurts, waves where you'd have a push. Other times, you weren't able to contain their breakouts or get them to force turnovers. So the second period definitely didn't help us with regards to trying to get the 2 points here tonight.
You think it's more physical than mental? Are guys overthinking kind of where...
Well,
where they're supposed to be?
You know, there's definitely a realization for players about the American Hockey League that this is a good league. There are very good players at this level, and you have to find a way to be one of those good players.
Do you think it's just a matter of getting more shots on net, or is it a matter of, you know, moving the puck better in the offensive zone?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things that have to continue to take strides, and that's, you know, execution of passes is something that we continue to talk about. If you can't come out of your own zone, then it doesn't you're not going to generate any offense. So I thought better in the second game against Ontario, decent tonight. But there is times whenever there's a chance to put a puck to the front of the net that we have to make sure that we're putting it there. When there's plays to be made, we want to make sure that we're making those plays. But sometimes there's decisions or percentage plays that happen in the offensive zone, and right now we have to be using the thought process of putting them to the front of the net.
Are you getting enough out of your veteran guys on this team?
For me right now, being five games in, it's not about getting enough out of A or B or players like that. It's just a matter of everybody being able to find their game quickly here. It's, you know, we thought we'd been in a lot of games with the exception of the home opener. It's just a matter of the little things, little details that you learn as a pro hockey player, little consistencies in your game when you're a guy that's played for all that you got to get back, and everybody making sure that they're doing all those little things to take care of those areas of the ice.
Offensive zone, are your guys moving the puck inside enough?
Are we getting inside?
Yeah.
No, we're not getting inside enough. We're not getting to the hard areas enough. It's a little too much on the perimeter.
What about your neutral zone?
Neutral zone wasn't a concern for me tonight. I thought we were able to get pucks in behind him. We just didn't have the... We just won't be able to retrieve them back again. We won't be able to get that second man on the puck to get possession again.
Are the shots a concern for you?
Scoring chances are more about what I look at, scoring chances, but anytime two shots in a second period, that's I wouldn't use the word concerning, but we know we got to generate more.
Even strength play, is there a concern there? I think it's about 3 hours now.
Well, I was happy that we got the power play goal, our 5-on-5 play. We know what we have with regards to our lineup top to bottom, and there's guys that have to find their way offensively, get a feel for the league, and there's guys that have produced at times at the pro level. So, there's no huge surprises to that right now for us.
Has the quality of the league been a wake-up call for any of these guys?
Well, I don't want to say that this isn't just our young players and all of our returning players the reason why we're not able to get 2 points out of every game here. It's as a group here. It's as a group. Yes, it's a good league, and yes, it takes, you know, players who are for the first time playing pro hockey to understand that there's big, strong men out there, and this is a high-quality league. But for me, it's the overall as a group. It's not just all the new players.
How did you think things worked playing 11 forwards and 7D tonight?
I like 11 forwards and 7D. I like the different look it gives the opposition. We're trying to match up against your lines. I like the ability to move some players from the wing to the middle to give some different looks in different scenarios.
Chase DeLeo being a good example.
Chase DeLeo is a very versatile player. He can play the wing, can play the middle. Patrice Cormier, the same thing. You can move the same with John Elbert. So there's lots of options I have with that.
Excuse me.
Thank you, guys.